is filmed before a live studio audience.
Well, that cute little dimple? Well, I think I still got it. It's kind of hard for me to see back there. Renee, I'm going to have to get back to you. Yeah, bye-bye. Linda, sweetheart, can we continue this over lunch? Well, your place. Don't cook.
Let me guess. Personal call?
Very.
Alon, I find winking really smarmy.
Yeah, but beneath this smarm is a lot of charm, and I think you know that.
I know this. I want you out of my office. Now.
All right, all right. I'm sorry. I know I'm not supposed to get personal calls here, but what the hey, you know, Super Strength Sammy's been off the shelves now for over a year. There's a lot of pent-up demand out there. What can I say?
Say, I better get back to work. I don't want to get fired.
You're cute when you're humorless.
Cheers. No, Simone, I'm sorry. Sam's working. Try him later at home. Well, then perhaps on your next visit to the States.
Simone, man, you just cost me a roll on the hay.
I owe you one.
You're on.
I didn't mean that. Wait a minute. I think we need to get something.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Listen to this. Scientists discover wild parrot who claims to be Elvis.
So?
So, I mean, this one wins the Too Stupid for Even Euclid Award.
Oh, really, must you too wallow in this sensationalistic tripe? Well, it pains me no end to see America's wits dulled and her morals abrogated by this opiate of the asses.
Well, listen, check this out, Cliffy. I was Sigmund Freud's love child.
No! I mean, I've heard rumors that he betrayed Martha with his sister-in-law, but I never dreamed they were progeny.
You rapscallions.
What are you whistling about, huh? You haven't got a dime to your name. You're working for a woman who's a meat grinder, and you look like a baboon in that uniform.
Boy, life really stinks.
You okay?
I feel like puke.
Well, you're wearing the right uniform. Want to talk about it?
Now, what's there to say about a no-good, ice-eating little geek like Eddie LeBeck? He knows since a week ago that I got his bun in my oven, and what the hell has he done about it? Jack Diddley.
Don't look now, but your ice-eating geek just walked in.
Don't you just love him?
Hi, Carla.
Hi, Eddie.
You, busy?
Just a minute. Look, would you just write down what you want and hand it to Howdy Doody over there? I'm all yours.
Okay.
So what's new?
Well, I've had a lot in my mind lately.
Yeah?
You know, training camp's really been rough and a lot of competition at goalie and really having to work my tail off to keep up, eh?
Sounds rough.
Yeah. Say, you know, since I'm already here, there's something I've been wanting to ask you.
Yeah?
It's a question.
I like questions.
Okay, but see, this is the kind of question the guy really doesn't want to ask if he thinks he might get no for an answer.
Well, it's kind of hard for a girl to give an answer until she knows what the question is.
Okay, but you see, it would be a lot easier for a guy if he had some sort of sign.
Ask me, you little frog.
Okay. Darla, would
yes,
you?
Yes! Yes!
Wait, Darla, do you mind if we, you know, we keep this quiet? You know me, I don't like a lot of hoopla.
Oh, yeah, sorry. It'd be okay if I just told Sam.
I guess.
Hey, Sammy, me and Eddie are getting married!
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
Great news, Miss Al. Carla's marrying Eddie LeBeck.
Oh, that cute little guy with the dents in his nose.
Hey, listen up, everybody.
Wait. Here we go.
I want to be making a toast to my beautiful bride-to-be. Listen, you know, I don't make my living using words, so this is going to be kind of hard for me, okay? But here goes. Carla?
Well, you know.
Hey, congratulations, man. This is terrific. Boy, are you going to take her on a honeymoon?
Hey, got any suggestions?
Yeah, New Orleans. Found a great little honeymoon spot just kind of tucked away off Bourbon Street. Great food, very romantic, steamy atmosphere, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah, I had the time of my life, and then Vera tracked me down.
Well, if I get any time off from training camp, I thought maybe Carla might like to see Waikiki.
Waikiki, Honolulu, Hawaii?
Sure, we'll hit them all.
Yeah, right. I only hope I can get some time off from the howitzer. Sorry, Miss Howitzer.
Time off? Well, you'll be having all the time in the world. I mean, you think I'd be having a wife of mine working a crummy bar like this? No offense, Miss Howitzer.
It's Miss Howe.
Oh, take it easy. They're just complimenting your big guns.
But wait a minute. You're telling me that I don't have to work anymore? You mean I can just sit around the house all day eating peanut butter out of a jar and watching my toenails grow?
She's quite a catch, Ed. Boy, you know, I'm going to miss you around here.
Oh, Sammy, I'll drop by once in a while to watch all you 9-to-5ers spill drinks on your butler suits.
So what's the big day, Carla?
Well, I'd like to do it as soon as possible before my little hunk of back bacon here changes his mind.
Oh, no way. I'm not one of those flakes you used to go out with. Oh, but listen, we have to get married in a day with a 2 in it, because 2's my lucky number.
Rats. Mine's 3.
Oh, no sweat. Lucky 2, lucky 3. We can get married on the 23rd or the 32nd.
That's right, honey.
Oh, right. Well, as long as not on a Wednesday.
Ooh, yeah, bad juju.
Yeah.
This is going to be an interesting wedding. The 2 most superstitious people in the world.
Hey, don't say that. It's bad luck.
Listen, whatever you do, don't make any plans afterwards, because we're going to throw you the biggest wedding reception in history right here.
Oh, great!
I'm sorry. Force of habit. Not my place to do that. I'm sorry.
Miss Howe's going to throw you the biggest...
Hey! I need to talk to you right now.
Wait.
Exactly.
Before you say anything, let me just... I had an idea. Why don't you invite your boss?
What's his name? Evan Drake.
You know, he's a sports fan, so I hear. Maybe he'd enjoy meeting Eddie LeBeck there. You know, you could throw him a big bash. Impress the pants off. What were you going to say?
I was going to tell you to smile more. Mm-hmm. I didn't say smugly. Excuse me, I have a phone call to make.
Yeah, hey there, Eduardo. Looks like you and Carla aren't the only lovebirds in town. Check out Dee Dee and David there.
Who?
Dee Dee and David Lefsowski, the weekly Gabber's Odd Couple of the Month. She weighs in there at 480 pounds and... He tips the scales at a mere 92. But, I mean, just look at the love in his eyes.
I think that's fear, Cliff.
Cute baby he's holding.
That's her arm, Woody.
Cute arm he's holding.
Hey, picked the date yet?
Yep. Eddie wants to do it a week from Saturday, anytime before 4 p.m., which is okay with my psychic, as long as our auras remain in the blue spectrum and there's no solar eclipse.
It's really tough planning a wedding, isn't it?
Ooh, tell me. I'm just a little nervous about waiting 8 days. Gives Eddie an awful long time to come to his senses. Look at him. He's absorbed in thought over there. Yeah. Well, maybe not.
There. The table looks nice. Woody, don't you think the table looks nice? I think it looks nice.
Looks nice.
You think so? Oh, damn. I bet Chucklebrain forgot to pick up the napkins.
Oh, no. Sam didn't forget. Eddie brought these special wedding ones they had made up.
We don't want to get married. We have to. Ha ha. Cute.
You see the little hillbilly with the shotgun?
Yes, he's nice, isn't he? But I think these are just a little too funny for the reception. Vernon. Did you remember to get the cinnamon almond decaf?
Yeah, I did. Who likes that?
Evan does. Everyone does.
Excuse me, Miss Howe. I know it's none of my beeswax, but it seems to me like you're awfully nervous about Mr. Drake coming by today. You like him or something?
In a business sense, yes. I admire his skills and accomplishments.
You like him.
Boys, we're all set up with my buddy Bruce. He can get us the same silverware Carla picked out from the Fine Lanes catalog for over 2/3 off.
Oh, yeah. So what's the bite ski?
$20 a piece. I'll catch you guys later.
Say, Norm, there isn't any chance this stuff is stolen merchandise, is there?
No, of course not. Listen, if anyone asks, we never heard of Bruce, we can't find the receipt, and if you run into me up on the street, call me Larry.
My mind's at ease.
Hey, Sam, what are you concocting there?
You know how superstitious Carl and Eddie are. I thought I'd mix them up a batch of my good luck wedding punch. Never fails.
Oh, isn't that the same stuff you made when you were getting married to Miss Chambers?
Woody, you want to flush this down the toilet?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Carla, what are you doing here on your wedding day?
Oh, actually, I came by to get my last paycheck. See, the bridal shop has this policy about their wedding gowns. Fork over the jack or it stays on the rack. So where is it?
Oh, I'm so sorry that I don't have it ready for you right this very second. I guess I've just been busy putting up every single decoration and ordering all the hors d'oeuvres and getting a band together at the very last minute so that your reception could be just perfect for you.
Could you step on it? I'm in a hurry. Soda, bartender.
Coming right up. So, how's the bride on her big day?
Couldn't be better, Sammy. All celestial omens are favorable. Seems that Eddie and I picked the one day of the century when all the planets and constellations are in perfect alignment. So either we get married by 4 o'clock today, or we wait until the year 2042.
I don't know. Call me old-fashioned, but I still think you ought to get married before your baby does. How'd you manage to swing a church wedding, you know, being divorced and all?
Don't you remember? I had my marriage to Nick annulled years ago.
Oh, right. Took forever.
Mm-hmm. But things got speeded up when Nick tried to sell the bishop his watch.
Oh, hey, isn't that Eddie LeBec's chassé down those stairs there, Doc?
Sure looks like it.
I mean, when Kyle was here, isn't there some superstition about the groom seeing a bride before the wedding?
Nobody believes in that anymore.
You saw me!
I saw you!
I saw you see me!
I saw you see me see you!
Shut up! You're making it worse! Oh, my God! We were so careful about every single thing, and then we blew the single most important superstition of all, seeing the bride on the day of the wedding. What are you doing here?
I was meeting my mother. What are you doing here?
I came by to get my check. That's it. We've blown it. We can't get married now. Call me in 2042.
Yeah, okay. I'll see ya.
You guys are kidding. Come on.
Eddie. Wait a minute. What am I doing? Oh, Carla. Look, I don't want to give up the best thing that ever happened to me.
Oh, come off it, Eddie. You're just as superstitious as I am.
Well, not anymore. And I'm going to prove to you that there's nothing to all that mumbo-jumbo. Woody, hand me a mirror.
Huh?
You know the one Sam's always looking at himself in?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to break it.
The bad luck is starting already. He's lost his mind.
Hey, that's my mirror.
You see? Nothing. The ground didn't open up and swallow me.
That's because they want you out in the open where lightning can get you. Don't do that! Oh!
Which shoulder do you throw salt over to avoid bad luck?
The left, the left. No, no, no! Forgive him, demons of hell! He's a hockey player! Don't answer! Don't!
Cheers.
Thanks, Woody.
Carl, it's for you.
Go on. Go on, answer it.
Yeah. Would you take it? Oh, come on.
Hello? Oh, hi, Dr. Nadelson. How did my tests come out? You've got to be kidding.
What? What is it?
Twins. He spills the salt. He breaks the mirror. And I'm the one having twins. I told you something horrible was going to happen.
What is so bad? Twins means we're twice blessed.
Yeah, I had twins once. It was the happiest day of my life.
Carla. Carla, this is great.
Eddie. You really happy about this?
I'm the happiest man on earth. Listen, Carla, you and me, we can overcome any obstacles that are in our way.
You're a great guy, Eddie. Dumb as a skate blade. But a great guy.
Ma!
Oh, my baby's home!
You see, I knew things would look up.
What's wrong?
Hey, Ma, nothing. Everything's aces. It's just that, hey, when you called about getting remarried, I realized how much I love you. I just wanted to be with you on this day.
And?
And Dutch TV shop, it went under. We got evicted. And I can't get unemployment because Daddy didn't claim an employee.
Well, I'm just glad my little boy's here for my wedding. What about his lovely wife? I'm just glad my little boy's here for my wedding. Actually, Mother Tortelli, we didn't want to return to Vegas. We don't think it's any place for children to grow up. You're having a kid? I'm talking about us. So, if we could find someone here in Boston with a nice house and lots of extra room. Do you know anyone like that, Mother Tortelli?
No.
You don't want to come and live in my little, tiny, overcrowded house.
Ma, it's just temporary, just till I get back on my feet. Hey, if it's a problem, we'll find someplace else to stay.
Yeah, I think I saw a nice cardboard box in the alley.
See? See? What did I tell you? This is the bad luck I've been warning you about.
Carla, don't worry about it. I mean, the more the merrier. Look, I'm going to get a major salary bump this season, and then I'll buy us all the biggest house in Boston.
A new house?
Well, you bet. Now do you finally believe that nothing bad is going to happen?
No. I'll just have more closet space when it does.
Anthony, I'm Eddie LeBeck. I guess I'm your new stepfather. I'm hoping one day you'll call me Dad.
Hey, Nick Tortelli is my dad. You are not my father, and you never will be.
Anthony!
You only knocked up my mom so she'd have to marry you. Ma, I'm sorry. The guy was asking for it. Come on, Annie. Let's go.
Forgive him. He has the hot passion of his race, and I have the envy of every woman I know.
Well, this is it. This is the bad luck. I mean, what could be worse than my kid hating my husband?
Look,
Look, it's okay. He's just a kid.
Oh, you don't get it, Eddie. He's the nicest one I got.
Look, Carla, he's just being protective of his mother. I mean, God knows that I think my mom is the greatest woman on earth. And I can only hope that our kids feel the same way.
Are you from this planet?
Carla, here's your final paycheck. I might say that you have been a unique employee, and it's going to be very difficult to fill your uniform.
Thanks.
You don't happen to know any other short, pregnant cocktail waitresses, do you?
Yeah, can I help you?
Eddie LeBec.
Mama! Tu es merveilleuse! Je ne peux plus attendre pour que tu rentres comme Cala. La voilà, tu pars.
Cala. 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 Eddie, c'est qu'elle est belle, belle.
Non, non, maman. C'est Cala.
Cala, maman.
Non, non.
No, 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 no. Me, Rebecca. Her, Carla. Enjoy.
Carla. I'm so happy to meet you. Non. Non. Je ne permettrai jamais mon fils à marier cette petite souris avec le gros ventre. Je ne permettrai ce mariage. Non, avec le
ventre. Maman. She says she has to catch a bus. Mama!
I get the feeling she wasn't nuts about me. What'd she say?
What makes you think I'd know?
It's all you pompous windbags speak French.
Well, she said she'll never allow this marriage. Especially to a pregnant hussy who's only trying to trap her son. Then she said she'd rather be dragged around town by her tongue... Or else she called you a small grapefruit.
Eddie, wait a minute. Before you say anything, I know what your mother said. And it doesn't matter to me. You finally convinced me that our love can conquer any bad luck that comes our way. I mean it. Anthony and Annie moving in, your ma hating me, Anthony hating you, twins... I mean, every time one of these little piddly things came up, I kept thinking you were going to say the wedding's off.
The wedding's off.
Yeah, that's what I kept expecting you to say.
The wedding's off.
Yeah, we're all clear on what I thought you'd say.
The wedding's off.
But you never said it.